I think my first thought with masks during exercise was that that was going to be uncomfortable for a lot of people, and it might reduce the amount of physical activity that actually got done, which is, you know, not is the opposite direction that we want to go. We want people to be more physically active. So I think my first thought was concern that it would prevent people from being physically active.
Do you think that's been the case, or have we learned to adjust, or maybe in some cases they're just deciding not to bother with it?
I think the mask issue itself has not been a problem because we've been allowed to be physically active without the mask, right? So the state guidelines are you need to wear a mask when you're not exercising, but when you are exercising, as long as you're socially distanced, you don't have to wear the mask. So the mask issue itself, I don't think has been preventative for physical activity. I think COVID maybe has.
So as this is new territory, what information did you need to seek out to try to get a better understanding? What were the questions that you had as an expert in this area to get an understanding of how this might work?
My first action was to go to, you know, the Department of Health websites and to go to the American College of Sports Medicine, which is kind of our governing body, and find out if they had any position statements on this, if there was any data out there. And there really is not, or very little data on mask wearing during exercise. And I think the general consensus was, especially during anything more than low to moderate intensity exercise, mask wearing might be prohibitive, and in terms of getting people to be physically active, as well as uncomfortable. Dangerous, I think that's still uncertain.
What would the potential dangers be?
Well, some of what I've read is, I guess there's a couple of things. If there is any restriction to airflow, so the issue would be, you know, when you're being physically active, you need to bring in more extra oxygen than you normally do when you're resting. And you also need to get rid of more carbon dioxide than you normally do when you're resting. And so if a mask would prevent either of those things, then that could be problematic. And that's most likely to happen during high intensity exercise. And probably mostly likely to be an issue for somebody with underlying health concerns that we might or might not know about. So I think that's a potential worry. Whether it's likely to cause problems, I think is unclear. And then I guess the other issue is if we're wearing a mask to prevent viral transmission, you'd want to make sure that the mask was actually doing that, right? So for instance, if it gets wet, that might limit a cloth mask ability to prevent viral transmission, you know, might lessen it.
And some of the data that you had shared suggests that masks, when used during resistance exercise, such as lifting weights, strength training, leads to reduced performance and higher perceived exertion, but seem to have less effect for aerobic exercise.
Right.
Would you expect the opposite to be true there?
I was a little surprised by that. I think the aerobic exercise piece just really hasn't been looked at for whatever reason. But yes, I would imagine that given the need for oxygen consumption during aerobic exercise, that perhaps mask would be more limiting during aerobic exercise than it would during resistance exercise.
Well, coaches resisted the idea at first about their athletes wearing masks, the ones that we've heard from, but several we've talked to since have said maybe they can do it. The players are getting used to it. The Illinois High School Association has added additional timeouts during games to help with the cardio response. Perhaps they accept it because they have no other option. If they want to play, they have to do it. But how easy of an adjustment do you think that would be for an athlete to have to wear a mask during their activity?
I personally don't think it would be an easy adjustment, but again, this is opinion. I think my personal experience is that it is uncomfortable to wear a mask, especially once the intensity of the exercise gets high. So I think it would depend upon what they're doing. You know, in a game situation, I think it could be super challenging in a variety of ways. It could be uncomfortable. It could increase the perceived exertion of the activity. I think it might be challenging to keep them on their faces. So, you know, what happens when you're in the middle of a intense play and the mask falls off? I don't know if that's been addressed or if there's concerns about that, but I could see it being challenging.
What advice would you have for parents who are not sure if their son or daughter playing basketball, a high intensity, close contact sport, is a wise choice for them? What should they be thinking about as they make that decision?
I would tell your child that if it's uncomfortable, if they start to feel uncomfortable as the intensity of the exercise gets higher, to reduce their exercise intensity. So that's one thing I think might have to happen, is that the intensity of the activity might need to be lowered when wearing a mask for whatever reason. If it's perceived exertion, discomfort, whatever, I think we have to be prepared to decrease exercise intensity.
Would that be a message for the coaches? Because you're playing in an ultra competitive environment.
Right.
They're not going to willingly dial it back themselves.
Right. Yes, I think potentially that's something to consider, because we don't want the players to feel discomfort, period, right? I think in any situation, if a player was feeling uncomfortable, I would hope that a coach would make sure that the intensity of the exercise or the exercise itself was stopped, right? You want to deal with its discomfort. So if that's an issue, then yes, coaches are going to need to be aware that they may have to stop or at least bring down the intensity of the activity. I think that's a distinct possibility.
And do you see this being perhaps the next frontier of study in sports and fitness training, since we have so little study on it at this point, and it seems like masks are going to be a part of our lives for the foreseeable future? Will we know more in 6 months or a year beyond just the anecdotal?
I certainly hope so. But yes, I do definitely see this becoming an issue. I think fitness facilities are feeling the pain to a certain extent of COVID in terms of less people being active. And I don't think right now that has to do with mask wearing, since it's not mandated, at least not in Illinois. But as this goes on, and if we're concerned about limiting, we continue to be concerned about limiting viral spread, that may be something that becomes an issue, right? That we do need to be wearing masks even during physical activity. So absolutely, I see this being an area where people are going to collect some data. We're doing some of that a little bit. It's just perceptions of mask wearing right now. I have a graduate student that's looking into that. So we're not actually collecting data on, well, what happens when you wear a mask and what happens when you don't. But I do see that absolutely happening in the future.